realms of Senith.
Last time we were playing, I had this map, but I forgot to have it enabled. So all you saw was probably just like a black floor or something. So my apologies there.
I'm not entirely sure. I think so. Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, it was just the default grid with the like the dark blue background. Yeah, you might be right. It worked. I mean, honestly, all you need is the grid. Yeah.
At the same time, it's kind of fun to see, you know, like that you're standing in a torch and burning your ass or something.
Well, I think it's more important that we have it for like the actual session where we're going through this dungeon, which is this session.
I haven't done as much preparation as I would like. However, I have a few ideas going here, so we should be able to do this.
I mean, I do feel like that's part of the point of this particular campaign, is it's not as detailed as the other one. It's just like dungeon dives and stuff.
Yep. However, I think you have taken a detour. You saw an orc encampment, well, a bandit encampment, actually, just mostly orc. And you came down here, beat up an orc.
Yeah.
There's a vase over here, vase maybe. I don't know how you say it. There's some water cauldrons here. So these things actually look new, is why I'm pointing them out in this ancient, decrepit place.
Knowing Tia, she's probably going to pick up the water and put it in her pocket.
I'm not sure if I can fit a whole cauldron in my pocket, but watch me try.
You just ditch the cauldron and put the water in your pocket.
Just pour just it in there. Just go around with soggy trousers.
Yeah.
Or can't you just put it on your head and walk around? That's what people do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. All I need is my blanket and I can just tie it on.
That'd be interesting to fight with that, though, with a vase on your head.
And challenge your enemies to shoot it off.
It'd be like a bomb that goes off when I lose my balance. Just like...
It's really handy if you get hit by a fireball, though.
Yeah, just tip forward and the fire goes out.
Or right? you could headbutt someone with it and you'd break all over them.
But I mean, if I can find any like little ceramics or something that I could stick in my pocket or my backpack, I totally do. You know that.
Actually, this leads to a good question. Is there any possibility that we would ever run into any creatures who are water resistant, like they can't handle water?
Or vulnerable to water?
Yeah. Like it's a weapon for them. Like, well, not a weapon, but like that would injure them.
So there are water or fire elementals, and I don't think they like wet things or ice, for example.
You could carry the water and turn it into ice and then like... throw it at people, or fire elementals rather.
There's another thing I think you can do with water is if you make something wet and then shock it with electricity, doesn't that make it like worse?
I know it does in BG3. I don't know if that's a tabletop thing.
I thought that was a thing you could do. Like metal is bad for electricity and so is like water. But yeah, at any rate, I'm sure there are ways you could use it. I don't know that it's worth carrying around though in the meantime. Just looking for a place to throw it.
Usually I think spells will specifically say if the magic interacts with the environment.
For example, I think Shocking Grasp is the only spell where you get any sort of benefit for attacking an enemy made of metal or wearing metal armor. Some enemies might be vulnerable to it, but that would very much depend.
Isn't there like heat metal is another one that if you have a metal weapon in your hand, you have to drop it unless, or if you fail your save or something.
You can do that to armor too, I think.
Armor, yeah.
And you can't drop that, so you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, you just have to take it unless you want to doff it for a minute.
That's not even possible. It takes like 10 minutes to even put it on.
Yeah, but I think it takes like a minute to take it off, right? I don't know. They tell you how long it takes to doff things.
It's in the PHB somewhere in the equipment section. I can look it up. Now I'm curious.
What I was going to say is I just got the new rule book, the 2024 one. So I'm going to go through it. There's some pretty big changes, a lot more than I was expecting, actually, from my little brief look through it and talking to Roxy.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I decided not to do any updates on it until we have time to actually like look and study it, because it's not just like character changes, it's probably like rule changes and things like that. So I'm not going to change anything for now until we have a moment to like do it thoroughly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so far as I can tell, they should be pretty compatible with 5e, like the 2014 original rules that we've been playing. So we can kind of mix it up a bit. If you know something you want to do or something, go ahead and bring it in. We'll like piecemeal it in.
Yeah, so light armor is a minute to put on or put off. medium armor is a minute to take off, but 5 minutes to put it on. Heavy armor is 10 to put it on, 5 to take it off. So that's like something, like you're not doing that in the middle of combat no matter what.
Yeah, I think the spell wears off before then too, so you just kind of gotta burn if you're wearing that armor.
Yeah. And Arsenal, as a Warforged, he has a kind of a double-edged racial perk where any armor for him takes an hour to put it on or an hour to take it off. But then the advantage of that is that it can't be removed forcibly.
That would be interesting. I wonder if there is a mechanic where you can forcibly remove somebody's armor.
Maybe there's some kind of magical spell for it, but if there is, it's probably homebrew.
Yeah, I guess it's like...
You just make it disappear.
Just wish... I guess wish will do it. That's a spell.
Yeah, I don't think Rachel Benefits is going to save Arsenal from a wish spell.
I wish he didn't have that armor on. That's how I'm going to use my 9th level wish spell.
I bet you anything, when his armor comes off, like what he is underneath is like that one, that Tollkeeper in the Shadowlands, where like when her armor comes off, she's just a tiny little twig of a person.
Passive perceptions.
Arsenal has a 12, I think. Yes.
14.
Oh, okay, 12. Wait, is that right? Yeah. I mean, it says 12. Has that been updated? I don't think so.
It should be your wisdom 12. Plus 10, or is it 8? I don't remember. I think it's 10, though.
Yeah, it's 12.
It's not quiet down here. You think you can hear chanting echoing off from the walls.
Gregorian chant?
No, it sounds more like humanoid or human females and maybe like a couple males, but it's like a chorus of chanting going on. So there's some kind of ritual happening down here.
And weren't we investigating like some tomb or something of importance?
Mord has asked you to look for the Guardian, which is a construct, but you've gone down into this dungeon instead.
Yeah, but I feel like it was because we found a statue that was like somebody important.
Oh, yeah. When you first arrived up here, yeah. I can't remember if you figured or deduced who it was. It should have been King Cecil. I think you did.
Yeah, Ricara. I remember she got us a name, even though we didn't know a whole lot about him. But I feel like we also may have deduced that this is potentially his tomb, especially because when we came down here, that guy was down here and she was talking to him about Cecil, and he was acting like, well, he's here, but he's you're late, you know. So like, I think at this point,
I know that guy, he's my friend, we go way back.
So I think we may have deduced that this is his tomb. So I feel like our curiosity isn't necessarily misplaced. It might be important. And if there's chanting happening somewhere nearby is where I'm going with this. And we're in the tomb of like some important old dwarf lord or whatever. Maybe we should go investigate that and possibly, you know, stop it.
I would agree.
Do we have a sense of whether it's right or left?
Yes, you think it's coming from the south.
And both of these tunnels on either side of us that appear to be parallel, they go south or appear to?
For the most part, yes.
I'm just peeking to see those go somewhere else that's not south. So, question. I feel like we dealt with this possibly last time. Those glowy mushrooms that we found before, right? We found some like that. They were Underdark shrooms, I think.
Yes.
So, despite being misplaced on top of a mountain, those aren't particularly suspicious, more so than anything else we've seen. All right, yeah, I guess I'm going south, although I can't decide which route south looks more promising.
That's a bit of a lore answer to what you're talking about, but yeah, it doesn't seem too misplaced.
Well, I was just trying to do that whole like peeking around the corner to make sure that if we turn our backs and go this way, there's not something over there that's gonna fuck us. But like those mushrooms, we've seen them before, so it's not necessarily a sign or symptom of anything other than what already is weird, which is why are they on a mountain? I can't decide whether I want to go down the dark hallway or the weird diagonal hallway.
I should note that you do not think the sound's coming from down here.
Oh, well, that makes it an easier decision then. We go this way. And despite it looking like they're preparing to, I don't know, cook or something, still want to check for traps and whatever.
Okay, go ahead and roll a perception.
I shouldn't have said anything because my rolled perception is worse than my passive.
It seems fine. You don't see anything particularly strange.
So if I listen at this corner, do I think I want to go left or right?
It'd be south still.
Oh yeah, I expanded it to see that does in fact not go south. It goes back up.
Okay, about right there, you're kind of creeping around, looking down towards this area here, and then you hear some rustling above you. Where's everybody else? Did you all just stay there while she moved forward, or were you following her?
Yeah, I was intending to follow her, and...
All right, you can go ahead.
Okay, but I didn't want to go any further just in case there were issues.
Yeah, Arsenal would probably move forward once Tia, I guess, gives the signal that it's clear so far.
I'd probably give signals at corners.
Just above you, Tia, you hear some rustling, and you look on the ceiling. There's a creature on the ceiling just, like, holding itself up there, and its eyes open, and it jumps down onto you.
Ugh. So, not a friendly hug or a friendly hug?
It is definitely not a friendly hug. It has weapons.
So let's go ahead and... I drop my weapons.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll some initiatives, then.
Oh, my gosh. I rolled a 3 for an 8 total.
We got a 21 total.
Arsenal gets an 11.
Wow. Kaiser beat you, Arsenal, and Tia.
Yeah, I don't know. I went from rolling a 5 to rolling a 3, so that doesn't bode well.
All right, Ricara, you actually get to act first as you see a goblin land on Tia.
Well, I am going to politely slice him in half.
He has more than 4 hit points, I should point out.
12 total, so I don't think I'm going to... Yeah, I don't think I'm going to hit. Oh, it is a hit?
No, I was asking if you... 12 to hit? Yeah, that's pretty low.
Yeah, I don't think so nope.
All right.
Too polite. It was too polite.
Yep. I guess I can try to punch him.
Do you get that unarmed strikes thing as a kensai? Oh, yeah, you punch him.
I do, yeah. So, okay. So then I'm going to roll... Okay, 1d4 plus 2. Okay. So 2, so 4 total damage. Not much, but something.
To start.
So I punch him.
I mean, he kind of surprised you.
Yeah. And then punch him.
All right, if that's your turn, he will be next.
Yep.
Goblando.
Goblando Calrissian over here.
I like the name.
It's supposed to be Commando and Goblin put together, in case that was really not evident, but I feel like it might have been. I don't know. All right, he takes two swings.
To me, I was thinking Londo from Star Wars, so I thought it was like his name, not his like designation.
Does a 17 hit you, Tia?
I think so. Hold on. Yep, 16 is my AC.
Okay, so you need to make a DC 13 Constitution saving throw.
Could we not?
Can I just not make that saving throw? That'd be great.
I didn't mean to not make it, but apparently that's how my dice interpreted it. So I got a 10.
You are blinded.
Ouch.
Oh no.
So apparently as he was coming down and took a swing at you, he threw a bunch of dirt in your eyes. And he takes another swipe at you, I think with advantage because you're blinded, but I'm not sure. Does a...
I believe so.
16 hit you?
16 is just what you need. I think that the way that blinded works is it gives me disadvantage, but I don't think it gives him advantage. He can't see me better because I can't see.
Okay. And yeah, you should still be able to defend yourself and stuff in the sea. It's 1d6.
Tackles against the creature do have advantage because you can't see, so you can't defend yourself as easily.
Oh, disappoint.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't going to push it. I was just going to say 7 damage. 7 damage on his second attack, and I believe it's next up. Oh, actually, that'd be Arsenal.
What's up with the Caesar? Oh, he's... Okay, I see.
Yeah, I was going to run him while you go too.
Yep. Arsenal's going to make a swing at the Goblando. 13 to hit?
That's a miss.
Wow. That's Arsenal's turn.
Tia, who is blinded.
Change my name to Blind Tia. Y'all, I quit. I rolled a 1. Although I have 2 blades, so I'm going to roll again. Oh, I just realized my problem might be I need to move my notebook, because that never goes well. Okay, so does 14 hit?
No.
Well, 13, really 14? Good. We're just trying to figure out his AC just one at a time.
Is that your turn, or are you going to try and do stuff?
I don't think I have stuff to do other than move, which I'm guessing if he's like on me would provoke. So I think I'm good because that was my main attack and my bonus attack. So
there you go.
All right. So can I move closer to him?
You don't need to.
Okay. Yeah, fair point.
You're basically right up in his face.
She wants to be the one cuddling.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. I rolled a 2. Well,
this is how we die.
This is awkward. But I do get another try, but it's just another punch. Why are my punches better? Why?
That will probably be a hit.
Yeah, it's 17 total.
Because monk.
Because what?
Because monk. Punching is always better when you're a monk. Not really, because I'm guessing you have a subclass that allows you to be better with weapons, but monks are known for punching.
I got a 4 total, though, to hit him, punch him.
Anything else on your turn?
Nope, that's it.
All right. It's his turn again. Oh, by the way, Tia, you are no longer blinded.
You were blind and now you can see.
It doesn't recharge, though. So he gets to do 2 attacks. He's going to attack the person that's actually damaging him. 16 will be a hit. 16 will also be a hit. You take a total of 16 damage. That's a lot.
Ouch.
Wait, me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ho. Okay.
So you're down to 11. Arsenal.
Arsenal's going to go for a bonk. It's a 12. This is how we die.
Was that a miss?
Yeah. I'm going to action search and see if I can get something. Oh, that's a total of 20, so I'm assuming that's a hit.
Yep.
Okay. Take 7 bludgeoning damage and is sheathed in booming energy.
Oh, that sucks. I wonder if action surge gives you another bonus action now.
Oh boy, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay, Tia, who is not blinded.
Okay, finally. I got a 17 plus, what was it that I added, 5? Yeah, so 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to roll my other attack just so that I can do fun things. So that one's 18.
That's also a hit.
So 2d8 plus 6. 21 damage.
This is how he dies.
We had to recover from him jumping on my face. That was really startling.
Apparently y'all got caught off guard.
Rikara, unless you have more to do, Tia, I forgot to ask.
No, I'm good.
Alright, for the millionth time, I'm gonna try to slice him up, and it doesn't work.
Nope.
Okay, punch then? Nope. I guess that's my turn.
Alright, he's going to disengage, but I think the booming thing goes off anyways. He's gonna try
Yes.
to jump over here. What does he have to do for that? Or is it just straight damage?
He takes 3 thunder damage.
Ow.
Yeah, it's not that great at this level. It gets better, though.
All right, he's going to go over here. He jumps so he can't move too far. That's 5, 10, 15.
Now, does that provoke an attack?
He disengaged.
He disengaged. He used his action to disengage.
I see.
Kaiser, Arsenal.
Okay. Arsenal will move up to him and swing at him. It's a 15 to hit.
That's just a miss.
Wow. All right. It's Arsenal's turn.
He has the same AC as me.
Okay, Tia.
Subtle Goblondo. What? Nothing subtle about that face. Oh, this is probably wasted considering that he has 6 hit points, but I got a 20.
I'm pretty sure you just killed him.
Sure. Yeah, 12 damage total for my first weapon.
Okay, well, he's dead.
How many did I go?
You were right under Rikara, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
I know I counted it when I did it, but I already forgot what I counted, so I went 30.
Looks like.
So I have 5 left, so I can't go and use my offhand on that bozo. But I will use my 5, and then, I don't know, crick my finger at him and be like, come get some. And that's my turn.
All right, he's going to start going this way. Stops and turns around with a bow. Going to take a shot at you, Tia. Let's see. Can only shoot once, though. 17 hit you?
Yeah.
You take 4 damage. That would be his turn, so it's probably Rikara.
I'm going to move up, and then about where is he at again? Because it's kind of dark.
Keep moving in that direction. You'll see him.
Okay, so here. Okay. Well, it's an action for me to put my sword away, right, and then take out my bow.
You could drop your sword down and just pull out your bow as part of your free action. That way you still have your action to attack if that's what you're aiming to do.
Okay. Actually, you know what? No. How far did I go? Let me just double check here. About 20. So, and I got 40 that I can do. So, just barely get to him.
Do you suffer from difficult terrain, by the way?
Oh, shoot. That's right.
Well, have you do is roll a dexterity check as you try to move through here.
All right. So my dex is pretty high. It's plus 2. So I got 9, 10, 11.
Actually, it would be a save. Is your save higher?
Oh, well, my save is 4. Yeah, so 13.
Okay. As you're running through here, I think you wanted to get to here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, as you're running through there, the vines start moving and start trying to grab you, but you manage to dodge all the vines and make it to him.
Oh, thank goodness.
And you see him
okay.
go, uh-oh. Your turn.
So I say, uh-oh is right, and I take out my quarterstaff, and I staff whatever the staff does. 9. Well, I try to anyway. 13 to hit.
Nope, that's a miss. One of the vines grabs your arm as you try to swing at him.
Seriously? I guess I didn't think about this. All right. Well, I'll try to punch him then. Nope. Wow. Okay. Are the vines still attacking me then?
No. That was just flavor. I mean, that's why you rolled low. Like, it's not, they're not like actively attacking you or anything. I was just saying that's the excuse for missing.
Okay. I'll take it. and that's my turn.
Okay. Arsenal.
Arsenal will launch a firebolt at the goblin from here. It's a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
4. 2 fire damage. And then Arsenal is going to move up to about here. I'm assuming it's a deck save.
If you keep moving, yeah.
That's a 7. I assume that's a fail.
Yep, they wrap around you.
So that's difficult terrain?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I can move up to, like, here, maybe? I think that's Arsenal's turn.
Okay, you said it was 4 damage or 2? Sorry.
2 fire damage.
Tia. Meanwhile, next to you, Arsenal, Kaiser's screaming.
How did he get grappled?
He's a small creature, so, like, the vines have completely grappled him. That isn't just difficult terrain for him.
Oh, dear. So, if I were to try to jump over the vines to, like, here, how does that affect?
Well, it'll be a long jump. Just roll that up. Or not roll that up. I think it just happens, doesn't it?
Long jump. I don't know. I don't remember that particular mechanic.
All right, I'll look it up. When you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet up to your strength score if you move at least 10 feet on foot immediately before the jump. When you make either way, each foot you clear on the jump costs a foot of movement. So what is your strength score?
12, so I wouldn't be able to make it all the way across the 15 feet of vines. All right, whatever. I'll just walk it like an Egyptian. Dex save.
Mm-hmm.
16.
You're good.
That's my full movement. Just to, you know, I don't know, strut or whatever. I step over the geyser guy delicately.
He's like grabbing at your feet. He's like, help me.
I mean, if he can get a hold of my pants, then he can come with, but I have unfinished business with Gablando over here. 11 plus, I already forgot what I had. 5, so 16 to hit.
That's his AC. You figured it out.
Oh, another 20. Yes. So I got a 16 and a crit.
Please don't do 28 damage.
It's that plus 6. 8 plus 6 is 24.
So he's at 4 then? Okay. Is that your turn?
I also mean mug him, and then that's my turn.
All right. He pulls out, well, he still has his bow out, actually, and he goes, ah, screw it. And he takes aim over here. Let's see if he hits his mark or not, though. And I think he has to roll at disadvantage.
He's about to set up a trap, isn't he?
14. So he rolled a 10. All right, yeah, that's 15 to hit. So yeah, he shoots this book over here, and then it lights up, and a line of fire shoots straight down the middle here.
That was very commando of him.
Make a dex save to take half of 8. Damn it, he died.
And who needs to make that save?
Everybody in this hallway.
Oh.
The save DC wouldn't happen to be 8, would it?
No, it should be 14.
I guess 16.
Doesn't make it either.
All right, if you got 14 or better, you only take 4 damage.
Man, that brings me down to 7.
Oh, Tia's at 11.
Listen, I already did my mathing.
Did he just go away?
Yeah, he died.
Oh.
He went away forever.
Right?
Trap took him out completely. Okay, with that, things quiet down, other than that chanting still.
I found the trap.
Okay, we're out of combat, by the way.
Oh dear, I only have 1 cure wounds.
Yeah, and I think I'm almost out of potions at this point.
I have a pocket full of treatses. Does that help?
Arsenal just needs some oil and he'll be fine.
Yeah, dude.
I have 2 healing potions and a greater healing potion. How long does a short rest take?
An hour.
Yep, 1 hour.
How close is the chanting?
It's a bit distant now.
So we went the opposite direction. Okay. Well, maybe if we hunker down by this pillar over here, is that a pillar or something that's blocking the light, whatever it is, we could take a short rest and eat some dice. Do we have dice left to eat?
We should. I think we just long rested.
So let's take a short rest and then find the chanters. Hopefully it takes them longer than an hour to complete their chanting, but we're in no condition to oppose them either way.
Agreed.
Is this an okay spot, DM? Like this, I can't tell what this spot is, but it looks like a place we could hunker down.
That's a ramp up.
Oh, no, I see the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's stairs right
so
here.
So this is the platform.
Mm-hmm.
We can hunker down on the platform. Then we have a little bit of like sight advantage. If anything approaches, we can just shoot it from, you know, like 5 feet taller than it or something.
Yeah, I think I put the map on here wrong, but that's okay. Whatever. We'll deal with it. Because these are also stairs up, but technically they were supposed to be stairs down.
Oh, it's like, it's completely blacked out. So I thought it was a pillar because of how it was like blocking the light in a completely like square pillar looking thing.
Mm.
So I can't actually see what that is there. I was just judging based on the shadow that it was a pillar.
Gotcha.
I feel like Tia would be able to see what it is though. So, you know.
Oh yeah, didn't your vision change or something?
I haven't changed anything yet because I want to like look at stuff before I just start doing like half truths to how things have changed. But yeah, eventually my vision, my umbral sight, instead of adding 30 to my dark vision, it'll add 60. So my line of sight would be 120 feet.
All right, go ahead and do your dice rolling, and it looks like Arsenal's already healed up.
What do we add to it? Just our con?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's a good point. I forgot to do that part.
So what are your hit points at now, Rikara?
It was a total of 24, so it would be 24 plus I had a 7, right?
Oh, so you're back to full then?
Yep.
I believe we were headed down this way. I don't know whether to go left or right, though. Something tells me I should keep following the brown path. Oh, no, wait, didn't. I already was here, and you said this wasn't the way I need to go? Or no, I didn't make it this far. The guy jumped on me.
Oh, yeah.
Containment.
I see a pool, I think.
I see a bunch of stairs and cobwebs, yeah. I think.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I see the pool now. Something. There's some sort of fuckery that way. Is the chanting getting louder from this space?
It is.
Feel a need to do a perception for traps, or is it investigation?
It would be an investigation.
Investigation is 13.
You do spot another trap on this part over here. You probably don't want to step on this square specifically.
Okay, I'll point that out to my comrades.
And these are thick webs right here, so it will be difficult terrain if that matters to you.
Is it a thing that I could like slash at with my rapiers? I've got two of them.
You probably could.
Basically be like scissors coming down the stairs. I'm the Reaper. Right.
How far down do these stairs go?
Each one is 5 feet, so from this platform down to here is 5 foot.
So Arsenal could jump probably like around here?
Sure.
Okay.
So that's not a stealthy move.
No, you land with a thump. Sorry, I'm trying to search for an image. So I think I'll just put placeholders up at the moment.
I'll jump too, just to be like, you think you're so special.
I'm not wading through cobwebs if I don't have to.
Well, that's why I was cutting them for you.
Takes too long.
Oh, dear. Oh, we're not in initiative, are we?
We will be in a moment, but yeah, she can move down with you.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume that they know we're coming because of the thunk as we landed. So yeah, I don't know. Pretty tempted to just be like, Cecil, no, what are they doing to you? What just happened? Oh, you're replacing the leaves.
Okay. So the scene before you are several witches by this sarcophagus right here. They're all chanting, and yes, they see you come in, and they're like, one of them you hear say, sister, go take care of the intruders. So yeah, let's roll some initiatives as this one right here seems to be coming your way.
Is that how she said it? Sister.
Yeah, one of them, they're like chanting, and then they stopped and said, you know, go take care of that.
No, I just like the way you said it the first time.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
My initiative is 17, which is a far more Tia initiative.
Can you update it on Clash yourself or no?
Yeah, I'm working on it. You just got there before me last time.
How much on Rikara?
17 as well.
Okay, so it's actually her turn first.
Sister.
All right, so I think she's going to shoot. Let's see. Oh, that's not measure. All right, she's going to shoot a firebolt into this square right here.
Oh, boy.
Do we provide any sort of cover for the square?
You can roll a dex save if you want to try to block the firebolt, but you're going to take
I'll
the damage.
I'll try that.
Did I ascertain what sort of a trap I'm looking at?
You just know it's a pressure plate. You don't know what happens.
My dex save is 19, so give me in the face.
Firebolt is a D10, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I only know when Gale does it.
Oh, shit. You take 10 damage, fire damage, right to the face.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that I just saved us from a fireball, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
Rikara, it's your turn.
That's canon now. I don't care what it actually was I saved us from.
I'm not sure the witches are in my line of sight very well. I'm going to try to do a longbow if I can get this to work here. There it is. Okay, good. So I got 19, 20, 21, 23 to hit. Is that a hit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. 7 damage. And then a Kensai shot. I think, can I just do a 1d4 on that and just...
I don't remember the text on it, but I think you just roll your d4 and add the damage to it with a key point.
Okay, so I don't have to roll another to see if it would shoot?
Right, I think it just adds damage as part of the hit.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I rolled a 4 and that's it. So another 4 damage on top of what I hit with them.
Sisters, no! Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
Tia.
I was so busy reaping the webs that I didn't think about how I might need my bow. You know, it's fine. It's what. Oh, dear. So you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to, I think I have to use an action for this. I'm going to slurp one of those potions in my pouch. That's a use action or a use object action, right?
Let's say it's a bonus action.
Okay, I'll take it. Greater is 4d4. Plus 4 or 44 plus 2?
4.
I think it's plus 4, yeah. Love how simple they made it. Just 44 plus 4.
Okay, so that adds 14, so that's 28. And then I throw the empty bottle at Sister because I don't want to drop my weapons.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah. It's an improvised weapon, I suppose.
Okay, so like... I rolled a really good hit for this stupid bottle. I figured, you know, I'll take my my loss on the bottle, but it's a 19 plus 5, 24. So I really hit her.
Yeah.
What's the damage on that? Like a D4?
Yeah, it would be a D4.
Plus anything?
Your dex.
Well, this might be a really good one then. So that's 7.
All right, that echoes through the whole cavern here, or tomb here.
The glass bottle breaking.
Yeah, and thunking on her head.
Well, at least now she looks like the monster she is.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that was movement plus action plus bonus. Yeah, that's my turn.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to move forward and launch a firebolt at Sister. That's an 11 to hit.
That's a mess.
Action surge. Arsenal tries again. And that's a 10. All right. But that is Arsenal's turn.
Okay. She is not happy. She lets out a bone-chilling cackle. Who's within 30 feet of her?
That is me.
Arsenal and Kaiser as well. Need to make wisdom saving throws.
You'd think that someone who's a wisdom caster would have wisdom saving throws, but no.
Yeah, Arsenal gets an 8.
16.
16's good. You said 8? Can you be frightened?
I believe so.
All right, well, you're frightened by this sister as she starts laughing. Kaiser is also frightened.
But that's on brand, though.
So he's going to be running the other way. Rikara.
Okay, if I step in close, would her cackle... I mean, no, it wouldn't, right? Because I have... I'm immune to fear because of my wolf thingy.
Yeah, you're good.
So I think I'm going to try to... Let's see how far I can go. I can go 40 feet. So let's do... wrong thing. Won't let me measure.
Got to press M if you're on a laptop.
There we go. So I can go here, and I will.
Then you press W to go back to moving, or... grabbing.
So I'm gonna go here. Okay, so I'm gonna start using my bow again, hopefully. No. And do I still get a Kensai shot if I miss this one? Oh, no, I don't, right, because it adds on to it. So I guess that's my turn.
Dia.
What is this beside us? Is it water or is it like some sort of magic fuckery?
It is water, you're pretty sure it's a pool. What's your passive perception?
14.
You think you see one of those goblinados down here?
Goblinado? Yes.
It's like a tornado, but it's a bunch of goblins.
It's like a sharknado, but it's goblins. Yeah. Okay, so in order to get to Sister and avoid the goblinado, would I have to attack Sister's sister first, or can I like push past her?
If you wanted to get here, you could just hop over there. That shouldn't be an issue.
Hey, sister.
And then I thwack her with my rapier. I thwack her with my other rapier because the first one was critical miss. Okay, we like 17 better. 20 something, 22.
All right, that's enough.
And 6 damage.
All right, that one's gone. Is it your turn?
Yes. Now I turn and look at whichever one sicked her on us. And I glare at her.
All right, go ahead, Arsenal.
Are none of the others hostile?
No, they're hostile. I just haven't had them on yet.
They're busy.
Yeah, they are busy. They didn't take their attack on her when she hopped across or anything. They're like doing a ritual.
Oh, Arsenal's going to move over, I guess, to this one and start bonking her. That's a 7. Great. That's Arsenal's turn.
Okay. Where is the thing? There he is. This one tries to grab you, Rikara, and pull you into the water. So it's going to make a strength athletics roll.
Okay.
Nat 20. So you're going to have to beat a 22 with a dexterity. Oh, you do not.
Oh, man, really?
Welcome to the water.
That was the exact opposite. I hope you can swim.
All right, and he's pulling you under the water. That's his turn.
Watch him.
One of the witches yells, no, don't come back and defend us.
He stole his bride. He's done for the day.
Rikara, it's your turn.
Okay, what can I do in this situation?
Well, he's trying to hold you under the water. He's got a little straw sticking out of his mouth going to the top so he can breathe, but you cannot. So you think he's trying to drown you down here.
Okay, so I clearly lost my longbow.
No. Straw.
Can I stab him with something?
Well, you have a long sword.
Yeah. So that's what I'll do. I'll stab him with my long sword. Or try to. Doesn't look like I'll be able to because that was probably about a 14.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Yeah. Can I punch him? I'm going to try to punch him. 18. So 21 technically. Okay. So 5 damage.
Can she do a Kenzai punch or just shots?
I think all I can do is a Kenzai shot. I don't think I can do a Kensai punch. Like, I can do flurry of blows and include a punch or another shot, I think, but...
Oh, that makes sense.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay, one round under the water. Tia.
I stabbed the hag right in front of me. Stuck her with the pointy end. 12 plus 5 is 17.
They disappear.
I don't fall for that. Can
what, I... What do you mean?
If they disappear, like, do they, like, do a spell where they're just invisible?
No. Like, as soon as you put your blade through her, she started to dissipate as an illusion.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that kind of disappearing. I got you, because I was going to be like, I'm going to take out one of those, like, alchemist fires and call her bluff. So I'm glad I didn't do that.
I mean, you probably would have gotten all the other ones, though.
Yeah, but also our friend Cecil. And Sarah and him go way back, so I didn't really, you know, want to kill her buddy.
I should say, I don't think I actually said anything about this, is it's not like a living person that's right here. The sarcophagus is open and a corpse is floating and they're chanting around it.
Oh, so he's already dead.
Yeah, he's been dead for like 1,000 years.
Well, they need to stop it.
I don't think I can throw alchemist fire as a bonus action. So actually, I can't do that. But what I can do is stab another potential illusion for 18.
That's good.
8 for that one.
Oh.
She's real.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, I think I did all the things.
Arsenal, go ahead.
So this witch that is below Tia is currently busy, right?
She is, but you're pretty sure she's about to join the combat on her turn.
So if Arsenal were to move away, then that would not provoke?
No, it would not.
So if I were to go over to the Goblando, is there anything that Arsenal could do to help Rikara?
They're under the water, about 5 feet under.
He has a straw for breathing, right?
Yeah.
I think. Can I just grab that?
Yeah, if you want.
Is there a check for that?
No. If you walk over there, I'll let you, like... Are you going to, like, pull it from him or just, like, close it?
Closing might be the better idea, or at least the easier route. Pinch it shut.
Okay.
I think that's Arsenal's turn, because he's trying to help out Rikara right now.
Okay. His eyes go wide, Rikara, as he takes two attacks on you. That's probably a hit. 19's probably also a hit.
Yep. 14's my... well, actually, with melee, it's 16 with melee, so...
I think those were both hits. They both hit over 16. So you take 9 damage.
9 damage? Okay. And I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. All right, 17, 20.
All right, you're good. He has mud, and he's like trying to wipe it in your eyes, but you managed to avoid it somehow and not become blinded.
The water probably bested up.
That one's real. Charmed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I think you have to roll a wisdom save, Tia.
Got a 19 on the die. I believe I add 2, so 21.
All right, yeah, because this witch tried to cast hold person on you.
I am not held.
She's active in the combat. It's going to be Rikara's turn, but this hag is saying, they're more formidable than we expected.
Yeah, bitch, I'm an orphan. You can't hold me. Nobody has my whole life.
This other one's saying, we're almost done. We're almost done. Just hold them off a little longer. Go ahead, Rikara.
Okay, so I'm going to do my best to stabby stab this Gorlando dude. In the process, thanking Arsenal for his help and... and my buddy Mushroom there. Ah, seriously? Every time? Okay, well, I guess I will punch Goblando again, and I will not.
For a brief moment, you stick your head above the water and you go, thanks, Mushroom. Thanks, Arsenal.
And takes in air.
Tia, I believe it's your turn.
Remember that spider poison that I made by harvesting the spider silk glands or whatever? The spider poison glands, I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can I, like, toss a vial of that to Arsenal to pour down the straw?
Yeah, you can.
That would be my action, right?
Yeah.
I roll a 17 on the die to make sure it gets to Arsenal.
It does.
And then I use my bonus action to stab the green hag in front of me. Oof. Does 15 hit her?
Yes.
6 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yes, sir.
All right, Arsenal, do you try to catch that vial that gets thrown to you?
Sure, until put it down the straw.
All right, so you do? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know what that takes, but I'll just assume that's his turn.
Yeah. All right, Rikara, he lets go of you.
Thank goodness.
As he starts, like, breathing in poison, and you see him go limp. You don't think he's dead, but you think he might be, like, paralyzed somehow.
Okay.
It's his turn. She's going to try once more, maybe. How many slots does she get? Oh, she used 2 slots.
Sucks to be a witch.
Magic missile on Tia, because there's not much else she can do. I think it's 3 missiles at first level.
Yes.
Yeah, 1d4 plus 1.
She got the worst you could possibly do, 6 damage.
Because she's so intimidated. She's shaking in her boots.
Like, what the hell? You can't do worse than that. Rikara, it's your turn.
I know that Goblando is poisoned, but I'm going to try to actually kill him. So I'm going to stab him again.
You get advantage.
Or not. Oh, I get advantage? Okay, so how much is advantage?
You just roll again.
Okay. 10 and 3. 18. 17?
Oh, no. Like, you get to roll twice and take the better of the two. So if the first one was a 10 plus 4 is 14 or something, well, you missed. Like, the water is really screwing you up.
I guess it is. Whoops. Okay, well, I'm going to try to at least punch him then. God bless it. Nope. That's okay. My turn.
What's your constitution modifier?
My constitution is 3.
Okay. You're starting to... Go ahead.
Did you roll the second attack twice? Because you still get advantage on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. Sorry. Roll again.
Oh, nope.
Wow.
Constitution is 3.
Okay, so I think you've been underwater-ish about... This will be your 3rd round, so after this, you're starting to suffer... If I remember right, I'd have to look it up again, but it's Tia. It's your turn.
With him being paralyzed, she could probably pop up for some air.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Use your movement to get some air, then go back down, I guess.
Okay. Yes.
Unless you want to leave.
I mean, I do want to leave. Can I just do that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can just leave him down
there. Are you serious?
He's not holding you anymore because he's unconscious or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I said, when I said he lets you go, he's no longer grappling you and holding you under the water.
Whoops. Okay.
So I rolled 16, which is a 21 to hit the hag.
It's definitely a hit.
That's 7 damage, and I will stab again. Okay, I rolled 18 that time, which is a 23. So another d8 coming your way. That's a 10.
All right, they fall into the water.
I stabbed her hard.
Well, they fall backwards, you know.
Because it's an action movie. Why wouldn't they?
So did anybody disappear when she died?
No. I think that's a hit. So, bloop, view, and clash. All right, Kaiser kills that thing. Arsenal's your turn. He jumps off.
All righty.
Thank you.
Arsenal is going to move over here and smack this witch on the head. It's a 23 to hit. Or
it's an illusion.
Oh, all right. Well, if it was an illusion, it would have taken 13 damage, which is a lot. And I'm very sad that's an illusion. That is Arsenal's turn.
The air is hurt.
What's right here? You see this little hole right here? Arsenal made that.
Yeah, what is that? I was wondering if we could step on those or if it will hurt us.
I'm not sure.
Maybe they're just ritual symbols.
I think they're supposed to be where torches can go. And she says, I just need to hold on for one more round. Well, not round, but that's the impression you get. Anyways, Ricara, it's your turn.
Is it possible to shoot from my bow if I pick it up and shoot two arrows at both of them?
Do you have the ability to shoot two?
I don't think I do.
You're going to have to guess which one's the real witch.
Okay. I'm going to say the one on the left. Okay.
What?
The one on the left.
Tia's not the witch.
No!
It's debatable.
On Rikara's left, from her point of view.
I always knew you were a witch, Tia. Yeah, behind the thing, behind the sarcophagus, or sarcophagi, whatever.
Yeah, there's two of them, so you mean this one?
I was thinking the other one.
Oh, this one, okay.
Yeah, but I'm probably totally wrong.
Which willy witches?
That's a hit.
Is it? Okay, perfect. D8 then. Well, 3 damage. And then I guess I can try to do a Kensai shot. So let's do 1d4. So another 1 point of damage.
So was it 3 damage at first there? Yeah?
Yes. So total of 4.
All right. You found the real one and did damage to it. Tia, it's your turn.
I shoot the real one with my fists filled with rapiers. But those things on the side of the sarcophagus are not, like, I can just walk over them.
I didn't plan to have traps there, so I'm not going to turn them into ones just to be a jerk.
Am I close enough or no?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is 13.
That's a hit.
And the second one is 22. So that is 15 damage total.
Nice.
All right, so that's your turn?
Yeah.
Kaiser hops onto Arsenal's shoulder, and he's like, we shall attack the witch together! And he readies an action to attack the witch after Arsenal does.
All right. Arsenal is probably going to move around Tia. He's going to attempt to go for a bonk. That's a 10.
10 to hit?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll again as he helps you instead of doing an attack himself. He's assisting
you. That is a total of 20.
All right, that's a hit.
For, I think, yeah, she's dead because that's a minimum of 6 damage.
Okay, as soon as she dies, the corpse falls back into the sarcophagus.
We saved him.
Did any spells that those, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I hope it's a good thing that we saved him. Like, maybe they're planning to bring him back so he can do good in this world as an undead, you know, creep. Anyway, what were you going to say? Spells?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good point you brought up. But I was wondering, like, I wonder if those spells that those witches did made any sort of impact on the corpse, though. Like, if there was something else, like maybe wake up later or something. I don't know. Maybe it's not the spell we're thinking it is what I'm thinking.
I think if you interrupt them before they complete the ritual, it doesn't take, right? Or no? I don't know. I'm not a magic person.
I'm probably overthinking it, too.
Or you're exactly right, and I'm just not, you know, well-versed enough to know it.
If you would like to roll Arcana checks to figure out what spell they were casting, looking at their ritual markings and the different material components they have.
Arsenal gets a 19 for Arcana.
That's good, because I got a 3.
I got a 16.
Kaiser has a 4.
We're helping.
As a group, you figure out that they were trying to cast like a modified version of resurrection on the body in this tomb here. You think they were trying to make a mummy, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm back to thinking we did good here, guys.
But it wasn't like a typical mummy spell. Not that there is a typical mummy spell, but there was definitely something wonky about it. And there was some very strange material components you found amongst it that would alter the spell somehow. So they were up to no good.
They couldn't just use bandages and myrrh and salt?
No. They had their witches, their moon witches. Oh, like the ones you fought with the werewolves.
Okay.
They're just generally up to no good. I'm going to dive in after the witch and see if she had anything good on her.
All right. Is it cool if we pause it there?
Sure.
I got some swimming to do, so I'm going to need a moment anyway.
Yeah. Question is for next time. Are we going to do any long rests here, or are you going to just continue on?
I think we should maybe look around, because we were sent up here after, like, the golem or whatever. Nobody mentioned this, which means people probably don't know about this, so we should probably spend at least a little bit of time here, maybe a long rest, and, like, check into what's going on here, and whether we need to recruit some teams to, like, claim it or whatever, study it.
You do recall, I'm going to move you somewhere. This right here is a grate. It obviously goes down. It's not going to go up. And you think that might actually be connected to the city and the mountain, Moradville.
So we definitely want to secure this place because, you know, nasty fuckers could be just invading from here.
Mm-hmm. And I point that one out specifically because it looks like it can be opened. Whereas, like, the other grates don't look like they can be. They look like they're just vents.
So what happens if I, like, open it and, like, stick my head in and holler down, "Hello down there, Moradville!"
Well, it echoes down.
Moradville.
It's very deep. There is a ladder that goes down.
That seems like somebody else's job to figure that out.
Oh, I mean, it's up to you.
My job is to go up, but we'll bring somebody back to go down.
Kaiser's like, me?
I mean, if you want to, but you're just a little guy and it's such a big grate. I'm not going to, you know, crap on somebody's good time, so.
All right, so I'm assuming, I just brought you here to show you that real quick. So I'm not going to actually move you out of there if you don't want to be there.
We have to have a visit with Ricara's old friend, Sissel.
Yeah.
Oh, in his sarcophagus, as you're like looking in there, you would find a Warhammer.
Nice.
That looks very magical.
Looks Arsenal very yoinks that shit. Like.
Sorry?
Arsenal yoinks that shit.
He breaks King Singsel's hands as he pulls the weapon out of him.
He's dead. He won't miss his hands. And if somebody does succeed in trying to bring him back as a mummy, a handless mummy seems less dangerous. Just saying.
Fair point.
Maybe if we break him into pieces, this won't happen again.
Divide him up and hide parts of him all across the world.
I don't know if you could tell, but I'm not a paladin.
I am.
No, you're not. You're a mushroom. You're my friend.
I don't know. I kind of want to see him smite with his bare mushroom hands.
We should get him, like, trained or whatever you got to do to make someone a paladin.
Could a mushroom be a paladin for real?
I could be.
He can be whatever he wants to be when he grows up.
This is true. I encourage it.
All right. Well, if you are taking a long rest here, you will be visited by Raby. That's,
Let's do that. That sounds interesting.
She heard there was a good pool here and she wanted to go for a dip.
I mean, my other friend, I got many friends.
But as for what exactly happens during the visits, we'll have to do next time.
Cool.
The mystery.
Sounds good.
And I'll get you the Warhammer stats in a between session here.
Hell yeah.
How come if it's a Warhammer, it's got a sword on the outside?
You asked the question. I'll probably close the podcast because I don't have an answer for it.
That's called a cliffhanger.